This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Campaigning has intensified for assembly elections in four states and one union territory. Prominent political party leaders are leading election rallies in different parts of poll-bound states. Addressing a public meeting in Thiruvalla yesterday, Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi said the safety of Indians, especially those from Kerala in West Asia, is a top priority of his government.
Gulf countries ke netaon se main lagatar sampark mein hu, wahan ki sarkaron se hum lagatar baat kar rahe hain. Main aap sabhi parijanon ko aashwast karta hu, aapke parivarjan bhale hi aapse dur ho, लेकिन वो अकेले नहीं है. भारत सरकार इन देशों में रह रहे हर भारतीय के साथ है.
Mr. Modi said the government's strong ties with Gulf countries help protect Indians there during these difficult times. He added that Kerala is ready for a historic transformation and that people's immense faith in the NDA is visible across the state. Senior Congress leader and leader of opposition in Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi yesterday said in Alappuzha that the UDF is ready to bring real change in Kerala. He criticized both the LDF and the NDA and said the ruling LDF will lose its relevance after the assembly polls. He also addressed UDF election meetings in Idukki and Ernakulam districts. CPIM General Secretary M.A. Baby and Politburo member Subhashini Ali campaigned for the LDF in various constituencies. Mr. Baby said the LDF has taken Kerala forward in multiple areas and the CPIM does not practice appeasement politics but stands firmly for the rights of minorities. The Bharatiya Janata Party has released its election manifesto for the Puducherry Assembly polls, promising a series of welfare and development measures. The manifesto was released by Union Minister and senior BJP leader Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya in the presence of Home Minister A. Namasivayam, BJP State President V.P. Ramlingam and other BJP leaders. Key promises include the provision of 2 free LPG cylinders per year to all ration card holders, one each during Pongal and Vinayagar Chaturthi. To empower women, the party has proposed the Pink Autos initiative with subsidies of up to 50,000 rupees and free driving training, along with the Ambu Thangai Thittam to provide e-scooters to meritorious class 12 girl students. The BJP has also promised 60% domicile reservations in Group C and D government jobs and 20% reservation for local students in Union Territory public universities, besides expediting recruitment to fill vacant government school teacher post. The Election Commission has suspended 4 police officers in Kolkata following allegations of security lapses during a roadshow and submission of nomination of BJP candidate Suvendu Adhikari in Bhavanipur, attended by senior BJP leader Amit Shah. The suspended officers include Deputy Commissioner Siddharth Datta, Alipur Police Station Officer in Charge Priyakar Chakraborty, Additional OC Chandicharan Bandopadhyay and Sergeant Saurabh Chattopadhyay. The Commission has ordered immediate departmental inquiries and directed the state government to quickly fill the vacant post. An action taken report on this must be submitted to the Election Commission by 11 a.m. today. The conflict in West Asia has entered another intense phase, with strikes reported across multiple fronts simultaneously. In one of the most alarming developments, a projectile struck near the perimeter of Iran's Bushehr nuclear power plant on Saturday, killing a member of the facility's physical protection unit and damaging an auxiliary building. The International Atomic Energy Agency, citing Iranian authorities, confirmed the incident and said there was no increase in radiation levels following the strike. On the other hand, U.S. President Donald Trump has given a 48-hour ultimatum to Iran to open the Strait of Hormuz. In a social media post on Truth Social, Mr. Trump reminded Iran that it had 10 days to either make a deal or open up the Hormuz Strait on 26th of March. He warned Iran that it has a mere 48 hours before facing severe consequences. And that is the end of this news bulletin.